perhaps it's forbidden nosing. Unless you're putting in a hole. But don't know if you dare not tell a trap. We can stick up a wire in the edge. We can get in like that. Like you usually get towards rain most winters.
Mm-hmm. Can you use the skins?
Oh, chaps. You're ready to skin them and send them away to these skin firms. And get a fair price for them. Pound, 25 bob, some things. Garden skin demand, I suppose.
Huh?
Yeah. But a badger, he don't do very much harm, I don't think. Well, he do a lot of good, really, I suppose. Destroying vastness and that. They'll have a stray bull occasionally if he's out with his nest eggs he needs somewhere. Like, Renyard, last Thursday, we got some bulls down in the field. Well, one went after the cold 6 o'clock in the morning for dark. Then, to save a journey, he pulled up the slides to let him out when it got light. Put half over Edwards, chap come in here, said, you got a visitor? Well, you lost me in. Boy, he had dirty bulls down there, littered about field. We went down, and he had 11 of them there, stretched out. In that time, see, just for break of day.
That was a badger, was it?
No, that was a fox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, badger, he'd kill one probably and finish. But this were a fox. They'll kill him with quick lightning. I see him do it.
Have you?
Yeah. Running, catching, and getting a swing, and his head's off in a moment, and they matter another directly. And most of them, see, they bite them right through the back. I'll make their teeth meet, break the bull's backbone. Well, there's these steel mole traps made now. We used to make golden traps, see, with a spring. Bull have a nice strike stick, what a dry bone ending grown and bending over. And then have your wooden trap there and a peg on is your stick you would bring over. See, it fit in another peg in the wooden trap. And we had two wires in that wooden trap. Well, quick, and a nozzle peg between the two wires. Well, when the mole come on, he usually threw one of them there. Wires, and he had that nozzle in front on. Well, he soon get he rid. Oh, no sir, he knock he out, see? He released the catch where we had this over in. Up he goes. Way around here and hiding up under the board, but now we're a bit more trouble in taste now because you've got these ordinary steel traps made. Just pressing them, put the nozzle pin in and sticking in, and there you are. Young farmer said he'd have the threshing tackle, what we call. Well, another farmer had some corn, he didn't have them. Well, he let him have his tackle for the dry seed corn like that. Each other. Well, stationary engine, see? Mm-hmm. You pull it on. Mm-hmm. Of course, when they come out and took the place of flowers, no doubt, they'd after wonderful like we did the wireless when that come out. Mm-hmm. Well, then those stationaries died out. And then these contractors took on with the traction engines, what did haul it about from one farm to other. That's who dressing contractor, see, that's who took on the dressing then. But no, I suppose they ain't got much trade in all these combines.